All right, it's time to sit down here and get into this, because it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious... I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I thought, if I start talking, maybe the cat will come down here. Yeah, here she is. She's wandering in, but she's not showing any interest in me or doing kitty business. She's going to go over there and play with her plastic bag, because plastic bags are fun for cats. Yes, they are. All right, I finally got my morning work done. So I'm sitting here watching the football game and drinking tea, obviously. Today is Thursday. That makes it a Europa League game, and it is now going to halftime. I'm watching the Eintracht Frankfurt game, and it is 0-0 at the half. And they're telling me that the final is going to be in Baku, Azerbaijan. I guess I knew that already. Oh, but now the kitty is sneaking up behind me. Got a kitty sitting behind me. What's going to happen here? I don't know. But this kitty sort of was being a bad baby last night, huh? The funny thing is, I was kind of sleeping okay last night, and then I got hot. Somehow I was too hot, and I had to throw the covers off. And I can't understand why that happened, because it was supposed to be pretty cold last night, and it did snow. And I did just get done looking out the window, and we must have gotten like 2 inches of snow. And then last night, when I was hot and trying to go back to sleep, okay, here comes the kitty business. Hi, got a cat crawling on me now. Okay, hello. Oh, good morning. It's nice to see you too, fluffy butts. Oh, who's the fluffy pajama pants kitty? It's you. Look at your butt. It's so fluffy. Okay, so we got to get the banky ready, because somebody was being a bad baby last night. Come on. Okay, you gonna be a good baby? You wanna jump in the kitty pit? Get in there. Banky is all ready for you. Yeah, so last night, just as I'm just about to fall asleep with the covers halfway off because I'm so hot that I'm sweating, right as I'm falling back asleep, somebody has to come back down here where I'm sleeping and start tear-assing around the room and doing crazy stuff. And this kitty was running around and trying to tear up the carpet and went into the bathroom, knocked a bunch of stuff on the floor. Yeah, that was pretty fun last night for you, huh? And knocking stuff over and making noise, and somebody couldn't get back to sleep. It was me, and then somebody finally chilled out. And it's you, Fluffy. Yeah. But I did manage to get back to sleep. Slept pretty good. And now that the game is on halftime, I don't really need to watch these commercials, although they are interesting. And in Espanol. And when is this? Juve versus Atletico Madrid. Martes. What day is Martes in Spanish? Well, in French we got lundi, mardi, mercredi. Suddenly I can't remember the name of the days in French. Mercredi, jeudi, samedi, dimanche. I'm missing a few there. is that next Thursday? I thought Europa games were only on Thursdays. Oh, now the cat's walking away. Okay. Now they're showing a commercial for Drive Angry. It's going to be on Sunday at 8.
En Español. I've never watched it in Español, but maybe I will. Drive Angry is a terrible movie that makes me laugh. William Fichtner is in it. He's the bad guy. Well, he's not really the bad guy. He's sort of the indifferent guy, but you think he's the bad guy at first. Because is he Satan? Blah, blah, blah. Nick Cage is in it. He's dead. He has to drive a car. There's a girl involved. It's just a funny kind of dorky movie that makes me laugh for a number of reasons that may not make anybody else laugh, but that's just me. Okay, so what I wanted to do is to check the Weather Channel really quick here to see what the weather business is like outside. It's not that cold. It's 24 degrees. That's reasonable. It's going to get a little bit warmer even, but not above freezing. We need to get above freezing so the streets will clear. Although we might get a little bit of snow later in the evening. Yeah, that doesn't excite me because I've got to go to physical therapy tomorrow. Okay, yeah, it could be warmer tomorrow and over the weekend. But that might not be soon enough for me. Good tea. Yeah, if I haven't mentioned it, I've got physical therapy tomorrow at 1900 UTC. And that will last until 1930 UTC. So I'll put the show on automatic start. And hopefully I'll be home in time to catch about the last half of my own show. I'll be in calm. And I think that's true for next Friday, too. Oh, I put the schedule in the other room. So, yeah, if I'm not in calm on Fridays, you'll know that it's because I'm up at the hospital getting my arm ripped out of my socket, which I find to be entertaining in a peculiar way. I've also got PT on Mondays, but it's usually after the show. Like, it, you know, 2000 UTC. Good tea. I do love to drink tea. To an excess. Okay, here now they're telling me this thing. Okay, they're putting this thing on the screen. It's 24 degrees. There's wind. So there's wind chill for, you know, those who need to have weather phobia. And it looks like it's going to be clear for a while. Yay. Okay, so now we just need the snow to melt so I can drive to the hospital safely. So that'll be fun. Okay. What are you doing? Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, see you later. The cat goes running off. You know what we need to do? This is going to sound strange, but we need to go on puke patrol. Because last night, or early this morning, I thought I heard Pippa throwing up. And I didn't notice that at any... I've only been up for, what? Oh, almost an hour now. Mostly because I had to do a lot of emailing of people. And I haven't had a chance to look around. So, let's walk out of the fun room here. I'm in my vestibule, looking around here, looking for any kitty pukes. Don't see anything. I thought I heard my cat gagging last night, but maybe I was just halfway dreaming. I wasn't completely and entirely awake. So, you know, who knows? Okay, now I'm up on sort of the middle level of my house. Walking around, walking through the kitchen. Don't see anything looping out of the kitchen. This is another cat zone over here where we have the kitty bed. and the back door. And I, hi. Hi, Pippa. Did you do any kitty pukes last night? Are you going to walk between my legs? Oh, because you think we're going to be able to go outside? No, we can't go outside. It's snowing. It snowed. It snowed. I'm sorry. Even if I could open the door, which I can't because it got painted shut when I got my house painted, we couldn't go outside. I wouldn't even be able to open the door because there's so much snow on the deck. See all that white stuff out there? That's snow. Kitties don't like it, remember? Because it makes you have wet feet, and you don't like wet feet, remember? Okay, if you're just going to smell the microphone, I'm not going to hold it up to your face. I'm just trying to get you to say something on the radio. You want to say something on the radio? Nope. Okay, so we got to continue the search for kitty pukes. Walking through what would normally be called the dining room and the living room in a regular person's house. I'm just not seeing anything. Could this have happened upstairs? Maybe. You know, late at night I can hear everything, and so did this happen upstairs? We go up the stairs to the top level of my house. I don't see anything here on the landing or on the stairs. I walk into my bedroom here, which is empty. I don't see anything. The only thing on the floor is four pairs of shoes that are all the same. Why are some of my clothes on the floor? Have you been jumping up on my... Yeah, you've been jumping up on the shelves, pulling my clothes off the shelf, haven't you? You're so crazy. You're wacky noodles. All right, but as I check this room, I walk around in here and I do not see any kitty barfs. No kitty pukins. Okay, so maybe my cat just gagged a little bit but didn't actually throw up. Or maybe I just dreamt the whole thing. All right, well, okay, we're in the clear. Hooray. Excellent. Woohoo. It just means I don't have to do any cleaning up of kitty vomit. So, I guess I win. All right, this is good because this means I can work on some stuff. Some projects, some ideas. What might those be? A new dubious goal? Do you have a new dubious goal, Tobe? Yes, I do. Drinking tea. So anyway, I've sort of been studying up on some traditional zither-style instruments from the Far East, namely, and specifically China and Japan. And you've heard me talk about them here before, like the koto and the guqin, the kuqin. And I also heard it pronounced kuqin. So, once again, I don't know any Chinese people to teach me how to pronounce these words correctly. But that's neither here nor there. The problem with some of these instruments, and it's not a problem, and it's what makes them interesting, is that they are tuned slightly different than other instruments in that they aren't tuned to equitemperament. They are tuned to, well, themselves. Technically, I guess this would be just intonation, but these instruments tend to use the harmonic series. And that's what I've been thinking about for the last 24 hours, is the harmonic series itself and the problems that this leads me into. Because of the difference of, you know, equitemperament and harmonic series notes, I'm sort of afraid that I won't be able to tune an instrument that uses the harmonic series because, you know, a tuner that's made for tuning to equitemperament isn't going to do you any good. You're going to have the wrong notes. The funny thing is this isn't really all that bad because I do know what the differences are. I can just look them up. I can look them up on Wikipedia and it will tell me that, oh, well, the harmonic is really 31 cents less than, you know, the equitempered tone. So I could do that. But then I got to thinking, you know, maybe I could do this and just do it by ear. Because here's the weird part about me. So when I was a kid, and this is true to this day, when I was a kid, I could never tune instruments by ear. Because I would always tune them to pure intervals. Pure intervals are pure chords that don't beat. And that is wrong. That is wrong if you're trying to play an equitemperament. These are all equal tempered instruments, you know, chromatic equitempered instruments. So whenever I would try to tune anything, it would be sharp or it would be flat, and so the intonation would be off when I'm trying to play other things. So I would try to tune, and this was a nightmare. And I didn't really know what I was doing wrong until really I was a teenager and I realized what the problem was. And so now I'm thinking, you know, maybe it will be easier for me to tune an instrument in the harmonic series because you just, you know, go purely by ear. Tune all the strings to each other. Good tea. Yeah. So I've been thinking of stuff. That's one of the vectors of my thought process at this point. The other one is, you know, I can't really afford to buy any of these instruments. A koto is extremely expensive, multiple thousands of dollars. A Chinese guzheng, the same thing, you know, multiple thousands of dollars, and we haven't even accounted for shipping yet, right? A guzheng or a kuchen is a little bit smaller, cheaper to ship, cheaper all around. What is happening to my voice? But being a smaller instrument with fewer strings, etc., etc., they are a little bit cheaper. But I thought, you know, there really isn't much to this. And I've always, for about the last 10 years, I've been thinking about building a zither-type instrument. And I'm not going to go into the details of that, but recently it has occurred to me, and I mentioned this on a previous show, that I might want to build a zither and make it electric. And that way you don't have to build a box for it. You don't have to build a sound box. You know, you just put a pickup on it, plug it into an amp. So I thought, okay, let's say we do that. And now I have this thing. Well, how do you tune it? Well, I thought of a couple things. Suppose I take a board and I put, you know, like 9 strings on it. I could tune it like my brain just went blank. You know, I have that kalimba, the sensula. I could tune it like that, which might be cool, which would be cool, because then, yeah, I wouldn't have to take any time learning how to play my new instrument because it was strung the same way my sensula is tuned. I already know where the notes are and I can just start playing. Other options include, but are not limited to, alternate tunings for the sensula that I could then, you know, put on the zither thingy, and that would also be cool. And then I thought, well, why go in that direction? I could tune the thing kind of like a Chinese guzheng and tune it to the harmonic series. And if I had, let's see, if I had 9 or 10 strings on it in the key of C, the harmonic series would be C, then C an octave up, then G, C, E, G, B flat, C, D. But that lends itself to some problems, because that tuning right there that I just mentioned, that covers what? 1, 2, 3 octaves or 4 octaves? Either way, now the instrument has to be changed in how it's built. Some strings got to be shorter than others. And what I was thinking about doing was, instead of, you know, if you've ever seen a European zither, or a fairly modern zither, and when I say modern, I mean within the last 300 years, they are generally triangular in shape or trapezoidal, you know, much like a piano is, so that the high strings are shorter and the low strings are longer. I would have to do that with my zither. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but what I'm thinking of for my zither, my electric zither, is have strings that are all the same length. Just use different density strings and string tensions. But that won't work for the harmonic series, because have to be so many octaves up, it's got a bigger, wider range, blah, 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 da, na, 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 na. What to do? I'm still thinking about it. There's a lot of thinking that has to go on here. And I got to do lots of mental work in my brains. And that, of course, wears me out. No, but really, I should figure this out. And what I could do is, instead of starting with, you know, the octave jump, I could just start on this C and go up, say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strings, which would give me a range of C, G, C, E, G, B flat. Yeah, before hitting that next C. That's 2 octaves. I might be able to pull that off, especially if the lower strings are some big wound fatties. And I could put that extra low C on there, and I kind of want to, because I'm really into having that one heavy low note, like on my fruitcake tin sitar. You know, that's, how's that tune? It's tuned D-A-D. But those two D's are actually 2 octaves apart, as opposed to my cigar box guitar, which is tuned, now I can't remember, G? Well, the 2 outside strings are only an octave apart. I just like the lower sound, being able to get that. And that's kind of cool. Kind of really cool. And if you're going to be playing harmonics and stuff, well, then the cool thing about that is, I don't know how often you get to play harmonics on a stringed instrument. You know, I do it a few times a day, but it's easier on lower strings for various physical reasons. And that's the thing. When you play an instrument like the Gutzian, half the time you are playing harmonics. And the way this particular instrument works is, you can actually finger one string, the other strings are played open. But when you're not fingering the strings, you're playing harmonics. And there are great Chinese terms for this. There's 4 notes you can play: the san, the sun, the yu, and the fan. There's a 4th thing, the yun, which I think is their word for glissando. Anyway, if all you're going to be doing is playing harmonics, which is what I kind of want to do with my zither, I don't really feel like I need to finger it. Just leave it open strings and harmonics. Why? Well, because I've never never had an instrument like that before. And that will sound cool. And the other thing is once you amplify these kinds of things, these kinds of instruments, the harmonics are much easier to play and hear, for that matter. And so, you know, it's just advantageous. And then, you know, you hook up an effects processor to all this, and you can do all kinds of crazy stuff. So, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to build this thing, hook it up to an effects processor, and do all kinds of crazy stuff. Go do shows. People look at it and go, oh, Tom, you're a musical genius. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a musical genius. I nailed 3 wires to a board. Oh, that took some genius. Ooh, look, nails on a board. You must be a genius. Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to think about that some more today. I just had something else in my mind, and my mind just went zoink. Why can I not think quite right today? I don't know. But yeah, but you know, now the harmonics thing, then you got to build a thing, and then I got to, don't want to use piezos, you got to use electromagnetic pickups for that. Do I want to use single coils? Ooh, do I want to use doubles? I don't know. I do love humbuckers, but they do cost a little bit more. Oh, regardless. Now I just want to build a bunch of weird stuff. I've got to think about that some more. Although, you know, if I just had a couple $1,000s, I could just buy one of these things. It would be a lot easier. Oh, I don't know. But then there's the whole tuning problem, which sort of has me vaguely scared, because I just know I'll be spending all my time tuning instead of having fun playing my musical instrument. So I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. One thing I want to do is I want to check the scale of my Sansula. I've got it right here. It is 9 notes in the key of A. And this is basically works out to be pentatonic. So basically, my zither will be an electric flat harp. Now my cat's going crazy over there and doing stuff on the door and yanging. And we don't even have enough time to record her anymore. Because we're done. This has been the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. And every other day, because things get weird, but I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.